it's definitely an emotional decision to make, but I think coming here, you guys made it so much easier. You know, I thought about going to a clinic and just all the horror stories that you read online. I had friends who had gone to clinics and I just couldn't do it. But coming here, it was very easy and you guys just made it seem very normal. Mm-hmm. I think the other fear is that when you do want to get pregnant, you won't be able to. But that was another thing that you, you know, quickly shut down in terms of making it seem very realistic in terms of a future to have children and without having any sort of effect physically.
I went to Planned Parenthood and had an abortion. I was pretty far along. I'm not quite sure how far. I don't remember. But even that experience was traumatizing. It was scary to have all the picketers outside of the clinic. They literally surrounded my car. They were saying really crazy stuff to me and my like my mom who came with me. And it was just not a good experience. And it's really sad to see that in this country and in New York State alone, there's not a lot of offices like this one that are comforting and understanding of the difficult time that any woman is going through.
If you do need an option, you go to this place because you won't walk in and feel uncomfortable. Nobody's going to make you question your decision. They're going to have a conversation with you about it. They're going to ask you questions. If you want to come into a place that you're making a decision off for your body and your life and yourself, and somebody's going to support you and aid you in making those decisions, I would say to come. I've never been anywhere else, but I would say to come here or a place like here. I don't think you and your entire staff, even down to everybody who answers the phone, is kind and generous and willing to let you know, even without kind of vocally saying anything, that this is your decision and we're here to help you with kind of whatever way you decide.
I never had any idea how difficult it is to find a facility that's warm, that has a, you know, predominantly female staff, and that makes someone feel comfortable and not just like a statistic. And, you know, when she came to me and told me that she found this place, it was a no-brainer. I knew that she had serious nerves and anxiety and a lot of emotional distress from the first experience, and you know, she had made one phone call here and already felt way more at ease and way more comfortable, and so, you know, I had a good feeling about it going in. The fact that I was included in the experience as well is, you know, comforting, because she shouldn't have to go through it alone. It's mm-hmm. something that, you know, both of us are responsible for.